Oh, honey, don't forget about Uncle Albert. According to his telegram, he should be arriving sometime today.
No, I won't forget.
And, honey, be especially nice to him. He's a construction engineer and no family's on the road all the time.
Yes, yes, I know. You told me. I'll do everything I can to make him feel at home.
Oh. Thank you, darling. Oh. Oh, and he is a little eccentric. If he pulls any of his funny little gags on you, just go along with him.
What funny little gags?
There he goes.
Yeah, the typical young American executive on the way to the office.
Same time, same place, every day.
Yeah. You know, a man could set his watch by that, if he had a watch. Well, time for breakfast. Shall we meet back here?
Absolutely, Mr. Dillaway.
Positively, Mr. Dunn. Good morning, miss.
How did you know I was a miss?
Well, I presume that the laws of this state prohibit marriage for those who are under 21 years of age.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am single. I'm keeping house for my brother while his wife's away on a trip.
Oh, I see.
Are you selling something?
Just the pleasure of my company at breakfast. Now, I'm not partial to eggs, but some wheat cakes and crisp bacon and lots of hot, strong coffee. Strong coffee is my weakness.
You're a bum. This is a respectable neighborhood. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, a man of your age. Panhandling.
Simple no would have been sufficient. Good morning.
I know. Don't tell me. You're Uncle Albert. Oh, it's so nice to meet you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Samantha, Darren's wife. He had to go to the office, but I promised to take very good care of you. I hope you don't mind.
Mine? I'm delighted.
Come in. Come in.
Albert.
Yes, traveling always gives me an appetite.
You must lead an interesting life on the road all the time.
Oh, you know about that?
Well, a little. Most of your work is done in the field, isn't it?
Yes, in the field, that's right. Well, that Donald is really a lucky man.
You mean Darren? Yeah.
Oh, Darren, yes, of course. Imagine me forgetting your daddy's name, little fella.
She's a girl, Uncle Albert. Tabitha?
Oh, well, Darren's letter informing me of the birth must have arrived after I left. My apologies, fair lady.
Apologies accepted. Now, how would you like to unpack your things and get settled in your room?
Well, unfortunately, my luggage won't arrive until later. Some delay at the airport. However, I would like to wash the dust of the road off this tired old body.
Oh, well, your room's at the top of the stairs. I'll show you.
No. Now, you sit right there. I'll find it. I don't want my stay here to be any trouble to you whatsoever.
Aw. Yeah. You like your great Uncle Albert, huh? Well, I respect your opinion. I like him, too.
I love you. As I never loved before, when first I met you on the village green. Come to me as you did in days of yore. I love
love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet. 16. Oh, I didn't know you were there.
My, you do look handsome.
Well, I realized after I took my bath that I didn't have a change. I hope your husband doesn't mind.
Oh, not at all. I'm sure if he were here, he'd insist. You have a lovely voice.
Well, thank you. That was a song I did in my act back in the old vaudeville days.
You were an entertainer?
Oh, headliner.
It's funny. Darren never told me. I wonder why.
Well, that was a long time ago. I don't believe Darren would remember that part of my life.
Why'd you give it up?
Well, it died, my dear. I woke up one morning and it just wasn't there.
And that's when you decided to become a construction engineer.
A construction engineer? Oh, well, yes, I faced the inevitable, but really at heart, I'm still an old song and dance man.
I bet you could still entertain people in nightclubs and on television.
Ah, no, no, no. Those days are gone forever, my dear. When I hung up my straw hat and cane, that was it. And I became a
construction engineer.
Yeah, exactly. And from then on, it was just constructing one engineer after another until I adjusted myself to the new life.
Oh, Uncle Albert, would you mind seeing who that is?
Why, certainly. Yes?
Hello, I'm Uncle Albert.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I said, oh, I didn't hear that.
I'm looking for the Stevens, Darren and Samantha Stevens. I believe they're expecting me.
Oh, well, they moved about 2 weeks ago.
Strange, Darren never mentioned moving.
Well, I believe his offers transferred him unexpectedly. They moved to Westport.
I see. Do you mind if I use your telephone?
Well, ordinarily I wouldn't, but I'm down with a rare case of galloping fungi. That is very contagious.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm sorry to have bothered you.
Oh, not at all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who was it, Uncle Albert?
Oh, just a peddler. I got rid of him.
Good.
How did you find me?
Hey, I saw that lady usher you in like she was expecting you. How did you do it?
Well, it's a case of mistaken identity. She thinks I'm her Uncle Albert.
It's a case of a gorgeous setup. Furniture, appliances, silver. We steal all we can.
Now, look, William, I like this lady and her baby.
Okay, then we don't steal.
You don't understand, William. I owe her some loyalty.
You want to talk about loyalty? For 30 years, I carried you in the act. For 30 years, I cooked your mulligan stew. So until this family goes to bed tonight, you're Uncle Albert. After that, you're Horace Dillaway of Dillaway and Dunn. And you're going to help me load the truck that I'm going to hire to clean out this joint.
Look, William, can't we try some other place?
Oh, like it says in the sketch, this must be the place. Forget loyalty. Think of responsibility. Financial responsibility to certain people.
Like who?
Like us. Look, your way, if they find out that you're not Uncle Albert, it's the clink. My way, it's Miami and some loot for a change.
There's somebody at the door. You better go.
Hi, Miss Kravitz.
Hi, Mrs. Stevens. I just came by to return this. It was in the kitchen. Abner thinks Gladys borrowed it quite some time ago.
Oh, well, thank you very much, but you needn't have bothered.
Heavens, I know how it is when you run short. I was saying to Abner just this morning, Abner, I said,
Miss Kravitz, I'd like you to meet Darren's Uncle Albert.
It's a pleasure and a privilege, my dear.
Haven't we met somewhere just recently?
Oh, that's not very likely. You see, I've been out of the country for some time, and I certainly would have remembered you.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Stevens. Nice meeting you, Mr.
Albert. Uncle Albert. Please, don't be a stranger during my stay here.
time is so fleeting.
Well, goodbye, all.
That was an interesting visit.
Yes, wasn't it?
And we are developing a crash program to present to Mr. Martin. It's my considered opinion that he should...
Mr. Stevens' office. Oh, sure. Hi, just a second. It's Mrs. Stevens.
Hi, sweetheart. I'm up to my ears. Did Uncle Albert get there all right?
Yes, he arrived just after you left.
How do you like him?
Fine. I like him just fine.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic.
Well, Darren, you remember you mentioned those little things he does?
Well, he only does them for laughs, honey, even though he's not very good at them.
Well, I think he's very good at them.
Has he pulled the one about the mouse in his pocket yet?
No. But he's pulled the one about Harriet Kravitz's wristwatch.
Oh, listen, honey, I forgot to tell you. There's a photograph of Uncle Albert in the bottom drawer of the desk in the living room. It might be nice if we had it out on display.
Well, all right, sweetheart. Oh, look, I just wanted to ask you if...
I'm sorry, honey. I've got to get going on this Martin thing. And I might be a little later than I thought. So try to amuse Uncle Albert till I get there, will you?
All right. I'll try.
Thanks, sweetheart. Bye.
Bye.
Now, where were we?
It was right here. In my opinion, it's...
Well, did you get that, Betty?
Mr. Stevens' office. Oh, I see. Well, just a minute. Let me check with him. It's Mr. Martin's office, and they want to know if they can postpone the meeting until 11 tomorrow morning.
Tell him yes.
Yes, tomorrow will be fine. Oh, well, thank you. Okay, goodbye. Now, would you like for me to read the memo back to you?
No. We can do it first thing tomorrow morning. I think I'll go home and surprise my Uncle Albert.
I tell you, I was wearing it when I went in this house and that man stole it.
Harriet, you don't know for sure.
Oh, I don't I? You'll see.
Oh, hi there, Miss Kravitz.
Yes, it's me again. Where is he?
Won't you come in too, Mr. Kravitz?
There he is.
Well, Miss Kravitz, to what do we owe the pleasure of this visit?
To a certain item taken from my person by a certain party. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm afraid you do have me at a disadvantage. You see, I've just come back from a long, long trip, and, well, my mind is still a little fuzzy.
Well, let me enlighten you.
Harriet, please.
I happen to be talking about my wristwatch.
You mean the one you're wearing, Miss Kravitz?
Yeah, that's the one, all right. Oh, boy, I'm sorry, Mrs. Stevens.
Abner, I was not wearing that a few minutes
Harriet,
ago.
Harriet, please, you need glasses. I've been telling you since you fell out of the treehouse when you were 6 years old. Goodbye, Mrs. Stevens.
Goodbye, Mr. Kravitz.
Well, another interesting visit from the Kravitzes. I wonder why that nice lady thought I stole her watch.
Perhaps because you did.
Pardon?
Oh, come on. I was standing right here when you did it.
Oh, you were?
Darren's told me all about you, Uncle Albert. This was just another one of your funny little tricks, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. That was one of my funny little tricks. I still don't understand how she got it out of my pocket. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Oh, that's just one of my funny little tricks. Now, you have a request for an encore from Tabitha. Do you mind?
Oh, that'll be a pleasure.
Thank you.
wanted to surprise my Uncle Albert.
Darren, I thought you were supposed to work late tonight.
The meeting was postponed.
Oh, it was? Darren.
There he is. I see him.
Darren.
He's sitting there reading my newspaper. Isn't he great?
Darren.
What?
He's not your uncle.
Oh. What?
You see, he's only pretending because I made the mistake in the first place.
What mistake?
You see, I thought he was your Uncle Albert, so I invited him in. He's really a very nice man. I like him. Tabitha likes him. You'll like him.
Hold it. What happened to my Uncle Albert?
You know, I've been wondering about that myself. Anyway, you'll enjoy this Uncle Albert. I asked him to stay overnight.
You did? Why?
Because I'd already invited him. I thought I'd explained. You see, I thought he was Uncle Albert.
That doesn't make any sense. He's wearing my suit.
Yes. Doesn't it look nice?
Does he know that you know he's not Uncle Albert?
No. Oh, Darren, please, go along with it just for tonight.
Sam?
Please?
You must be Donald.
Darren, you must be... my Uncle Albert. It's no wonder you look surprised. You probably don't even recognize me. After all, it's been years. Well, last time you saw me, I was probably that high. Maybe even that high. You've changed a bit yourself, you know.
Well, time does change one.
It's great to have you here, Uncle Albert.
Oh, thank you.
Well, why don't we have a drink?
All right.
Then after dinner, we can kick around old times.
It was marvelous the way he warmed up to you when you were talking about the old days.
Yeah. I never knew I'd gone to a burlesque show when I was only 6 years old.
You were marvelous.
You're not bad yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Sleep well.
That's it. That's all we can carry.
Oh, wait.
For what?
I can't go through with it.
You want to start that again?
They were so wonderful to me. You should have been in there at dinner tonight.
You bet I should have been in there at dinner. And the sooner we get rid of this stuff, the sooner I can buy my own dinner. Like in Miami Beach, Florida.
You really made me feel like somebody.
Yeah, the somebody they made you feel was Uncle Albert. How do you think they're going to make you feel when they find out you're Uncle Horace? Come on, let's get going.
I
think your hobo friend just hit the road. Well?
Oh, Darren. I was so sure he'd turn over a new leaf.
Honey, he's obviously been at it a long time. With him, you'd have to uproot the whole tree. Well, I guess I better call the police.
Police? Is that absolutely necessary?
Have you got any better ideas? As if I didn't know. Hey, what can I do to make you crack a smile?
It's a lost cause.
Yeah, you'll change your mind when I turn this into eating money. We can bum a year on what we got back here. Hey, I wonder if this is real silver. Could be worth a lot of dough.
Wait a minute. Let me see that. To Darren from Uncle Albert. Oh, no.
Oh, no what?
They knew. They knew I wasn't Uncle Albert all the time.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing?
I'm going back.
Oh, no chance, pal. You want to go back, get out and walk.
All right. You know, you're breaking up the act.
Unless you want to stick with me.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Absolutely, Mr. Dillaway?
Positively, Mr. Dunn.
All right, you had your fun. Now you just kindly turn around and come back.
What's that?
These things don't belong to you. Just bring them back. You're wasting your time and mine.
Yeah? What happens if I turn you off? I must be losing my mind.
No, not really. Just do as I tell you.
Yeah, lady. All right.
Honey, they couldn't have swiped the phone, could they?
Uh-uh. It's right down there.
Thanks. I'm afraid we're going to have to call the police.
Oh, darling, I don't think that'll be necessary. Our furniture's on its way back, and Uncle Albert will be knocking at the door any second.
Really? Why do I even ask?
May I come in?
Hello, Uncle Albert. Glad you decided to come back.
Samantha, I'm not your Uncle Albert. I'm a tramp. And you both knew it right from the beginning. Why didn't you throw me out?
Because we liked having you here.
Well, that'll be the police. Well, I guess I had it coming to me.
Well, that's not the police. It's the truck you left in.
William? He's back here?
Oh, well, let's just say he delivered the truck.
We'll find it later.
You mean you're not going to have me arrested?
My wife thinks you can turn over a new leaf and get a job.
Maybe the suit will bring you good luck.
I can keep it?
Why not?
Well, I don't know how to thank you. Maybe I can get a job and really be somebody.
You are somebody. You're Horace Dillaway of Dillaway and Dunn. And now you can go back to entertaining people in nightclubs and on television.
Oh, no. No chance. Nobody has any use for us these days.
And I say they do.
You really think it's possible?
Mr. Dillaway, when my wife says it's possible, believe me, it's possible.
How did you know my name?
Oh, that's just another one of my funny little tricks.
Oh. Well, I'll be in touch with you if you'll let me.
We'll be looking for you.
Good night, Darren, and thank you very much.
Good night, Mr. Dillaway.
Good night, Samantha.
Good night, Uncle Horace. I told you everything would be all right. You'll see. Dillaway and Dunn are going to be headliners again.
I wasn't worried about them. I was thinking about lugging all that furniture back into the house tonight.
Darren, why didn't you let me do it for you?
Sam, this is some kind of a record. For the second time in one night, I'm not going to argue with you.
Wait for me.
What took you so long? Hey, I just thought of it.
What?
Whatever happened to my Uncle Albert?
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about him. He's probably busy constructing engineers. Come on.